Okay, so you know, Shabbos is introduced in Parshas Bishalach. We know that Shabbos Kasher Tzivisicha on the second set of the Aseres Hadibros, you know, is part of the transition between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. So, you know, Mara is one of my favorite topics in, like, you know, the entire Chumash, because I think it's really interesting to think about, you know, sort of like how you would distill the Torah down, you know, Sham Samlo Choku Mishpat V'Sham Nisahu. So, like, you know, what do you emphasize? It's like a really interesting thing, because we come from a tradition of Havi Zar Mitzvah Kalikavah Chamura and Havi Chavi Velecha Mitzvah Kalikavah Chamura, which are two different things. So Shabbos is there. But what's interesting about Shabbos is that the element which is presented is obviously done in a somewhat narrative way. In other words, Agav the Man. And, you know, here we have the Pasuk, Re'u ki Hashem nasan lachem ha-shava, salkeinu nosein lachem ba-yom ha-shishi lachem yomayim, Shavu ish tachtav al yetzi ish mimkoma bayom ha-shvi'i, vayish besu ha'am bayom ha-shvi'i. So we definitely have the notion of shvisa, which is important, but the specific losa say is al yetzi ish mimkomo, and this is in terms of going to gather the man. So you skip ahead to the fourth source, Shavu ish tachtav, mikan sam chachamim arba amos yotzeis chutz letzchum, right? Rashi is already indicating this at Dinder Abanan. Al yetzei ish minkamo, elu al paim amma shol tchum Shabbos, right? V'lo mefura, shen tchum el b'divrei sofer, v'kad the Rabbanan, v'ikaro shel mikra,
Noam Landesman,
lok te hama ne'emar. In other words, not al yetzei ish minkamo, but al yotzi ish minkamo, that it's issue of hotza'a and hachnasa, right? They're essentially the same thing, just in the opposite direction. And that's, again, what's being signaled in this Rashi. But if you take a look at the Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin and the parallel Yerushalmi and Erevin, so the Mishnah in Sanhedrin opens up the possibility, which we'll see today, is actually Shita Sarava. Mechalsa Shabbos Adav Shechayam Mazdano Karish Shagas Uchatas, right? That, of course, is what we call Chil Shabbos and Lachas Machshavis. The Gemara says, Michal Dika Midi the Chil Shabbos Havi Vein Chayav and Lol Shagas Uchatas Lol Zdano Karish. Like, why do you have to say both? So these two possibilities where you could have Chil Shabbos without speaking in terms of losasa kol milacha. So the Yerushalmi says, you know, in the context of Tchum Shabbos, Rav Mana Bai Nichal Paim Ama Ena Mechuvar Arpas Alpaim Ama Mechuvar Ahu Rabbi Shimon Bar Karsina B'Shem Rav Acha Ena Chum Mechuvar Mikulam Tchum Shabbos Shneim Asar Mil Kemachana Yisrael. So the Yerushalmi is giving you all different kinds of shirim, alpayim amma, arba'as alafim amma, or shneim asar mil, a mil is 2,000 amos, so again, that would be 24,000 amos. So you have three very different shirim, 2,000 amos, 4,000 amos, or 24,000 amos. So of course, the question which hovers over this Yerushalmi is midarabana midaraisa. Rambam Sefer Mitzvah. So Mitzvah Shit Chafalif, Sheziranu Shalahali Chutz Chatchum Amidina B'Shabbos V'Amaro Al Yetze Ish Mimikomo Bayom Hashvi. So if it's ready in the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam is signaling Dinda Raisa. Uba Kabbalah Shekvu Alicha Shiasura Mashanosav Al Paimama Chutz Min Amidina V'Afilu Ama'acha. So it seems that what the Rambam is suggesting to us, that what's the Shir Midaraisa in the Sefer Mitzvos? Right, what's that? Well, one amma beyond the alpayim amma, right? V'alechas alpayim amma l'chol tzadma. So l'ashon mechota al yetzi ish mekomo elu alpayim amma, right? It sounds like he's suggesting that alpayim amma k'mar erevin amru lokin al yisurei tchumin divar Torah, right? So it's very clear in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam adopted the shir of alpayim amma l'tchum Shabbos. So again, this is a very fascinating category where you could have an isur d'oraisa of Shabbos which doesn't amount to a melacha, because you don't have a cheftza that's being fundamentally transformed, right? What's the term, Ilan, that the Chazal ascribed to Hotzah and Hachnasa? It's not a regular malacha, but it's a malacha grua, because you can't really say that it's the same as Boneh, right? You know, where's the building? Right? You can't really say it's the same as kosher. You know, where are the knots, right? But again, sometimes changing the location of a cheftza is indeed, in the end, a change in the cheftza. But that's already a chiddush. But to simply leave the community, you know, so that is not a melechas machshaves in any sense of the term. So again, the fact that the Rambam subscribed the idea of a losas and Shabbos that wasn't a melacha, is further instantiated, and we discussed this at enormous length last year, but let's again get into it now. So Yaslam in Masriv and Bukhadesh Yachas Misos Bezdin Reno Dochas a Shabbos, Avchol Shar Misos Bezdin, Lo Yitchos a Shabbos. You know, Havara Lav Yatzas, Ve'enze Halacha, Havahi Lachalak Yatzas, Hushi Chayev, Yechayev Al Komalacha, Malacha Bifnei Atzma, Koshim Isbar Bekomo, Mardim Ne Marava, Bechomo Shosechem, Rabbi Lab, Shem Rabbi Yana, Mikanda Bate Din, Shelo Yu Dunin Beshabbos. So again, the Rambam in Losa Se Shin Chav Bez says, you know, it is possible, Osavaru Eish, in terms of, you know, to be Havir as Adin and Bishabis, especially what's Mashma from the Rambam, that this would apply not just to Misos Bezdin, but Malkos, Bemako, Miso, Medes. So here again, arguably, you have another example of where you could have a Lav on Shabbos, which isn't actually part of Los Asa Komlacha. So again, it could be, right, that, you know, Bezdin could be Chayiv Misa for engaging in one of the Arba Misos Bezdin, but once you include Malkos, so, you know, that becomes a little bit more complex. But again, that would only be in terms of the person who implemented it. But in terms of, you know, the Bezdin that ruled on it, so they would have done an Isser Daraisa of being done din b'Shabbos, right? So it's not so much the implementation. But again, once you take into account that Yerushalmi, Mikan the Bate Din, Shalay you done b'Shabbos. So if they would, you know, paskin a halacha of dine malkos b'shabes or dine nefashos b'shabes, so that would be an issur daraisa, but not a malacha, right? The person who might have, you know, implement this rate for whatever it is. So that could be the malacha. So the Rambam was very open to this idea of an intermediate case of a violation of Shabbos, which is an issur daraisa, which is not actually a malacha, which is very interesting. It's not chil Shabbos in the sense of Lo sa'ase kol melacha. So, you know, what I'm going to try to argue, God willing, tomorrow is, well, like, you know, two things. Number, what exactly is this intermediate category? What does this category represent? Because I think it's a very important category to contend with, number one. And number two, why would this be the first thing the Torah would start off with? Like, if you're asking me, again, you know, they didn't put me in charge of writing the Torah, and, you know, we're always grateful for that. But, you know, if you had asked me, I would say, no, the introduction to Shabbos should be Lo Sasa Kol Melacha, Gimme Zoraya and Chariyash and Kotzer and Ma'amir and Tash, Zora and Borer, etc. So give me the real things. So why is it that they started with a thing that isn't even a Din D'Oraisa according to Rashi, and according to the Rambam, it's a Din D'Oraisa, but there's no Melacha involved? What was the Torah establishing as sort of paradigmatic to Shabbos? I'm sort of asking the Vilna Gaon's question, right? If it comes first, it must matter. It must somehow create a kind of an avtipus for Shabbos. So that's really what I'm looking at. So first thing we'll deal with tomorrow is the Rambam's Chazara between the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah. You know, I'm always down for that. You know, because the Rambam actually did change, I think, what is the Geder Daraisa in terms of Tchum Shabbos. And then beyond that, to talk a little bit about, but why should this really be the first? Okay, that's where we're headed. I want to wish everybody a wonderful day. See you guys.